We've been breaking down tomorrow's election, if you will, for First Ward and at-large seats with the Lansing City Council. Burrell, let's look at Mayor Virge Bonero. From your perspective, talk about his performance, good, bad?
Well, I think he's had he's played the hand he's dealt pretty well. You got to remember, got the economy. You know, that's tough for Lansing, and then we've got this city council that, you know, he can get an 8-0 vote on the easy stuff, paying tribute to somebody, but it's tough to get the kind of support he needs. So I give Virge A+. I'm concerned about whether he's 100% there right now as mayor, maybe he's kind of looked at things and said, people might be getting a little sick of me. I don't want to wear out my welcome. Save it for the important stuff.
Can he be beaten in the next mayor's election?
No, I don't see any. I mean, at the moment, I don't know who could do it. Carol Wood is the next best known politician in this town. I think it's really going to come down to whether Virge will want to keep being mayor.
I wanted to talk with you about another councilman who I believe you said was kind of polarizing, and that was Hewitt.
Yeah, Eric Hewitt, who has decided to resign. He is sort of the shadow of Carol Wood, if you will. He's whatever it is, I'm against it too, sort of thing. Plus, he doesn't have Carol's balanced personality. Carol can give you a zinger, but she does it in a fairly professional and respectful way. Eric Hewitt showed his temper and frankly lacked a lot of logic in the stuff he was arguing for, and would give people misleading information.
So what's in the upcoming year after we get through the election? What are going to be the challenges?
You know, the biggest issue, I think, is what's going to happen with the golf courses. And, you know, there again, we saw the city council fail to get behind the mayor when he just simply wanted to say, let's put 12 acres of red cedar up for sale so we can develop it. And I think that has to be dealt with, because it's not just about developing Michigan Avenue. That is the money to use to solve a huge water pollution problem in the Frandor area. It really needs to be dealt with.
And it's just sitting there right now.
Yeah, it's sitting there not doing anybody any good. The grass is just getting longer.
All right. City Pulse magazine. If you want to go online, citypulse.com. Burrell, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tony. Good to see you.
We want to thank Kyle Malin.